I don't know about you, but I loved last week's service. Yeah, you can get excited about that. It's okay. You know, we talked about how the Holy Spirit moves in the church, and there's a call to spiritual movement in our life and also in the church, and how we'll be open to people sharing prophetic words and sharing things with the congregation. And so that wasn't just a one-week deal. It was actually for every week here at the church. And so what we're doing is, if God's giving you a word and you feel like God wants you to share something in our service, Lori will be over here, the one who just did the announcements. And what I want you to do is bring that to her during worship and say, this is the word that God's given me for the church. And she'll give you time to come on up and do that in between the worship and the message. And so there's going to be a time in our service to do that. I believe it's an important part of what we do. I also think that it needs to be done in order as well. So I think that we'll definitely make a place for it, and excited about what God is doing. If you would turn your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 29. If you don't have a Bible, there's maybe one in the seat in front of you. This message I have for you today is not a message that I actually wrote. It's a message that I believe God's put on my heart. It's a prophetic message, which I don't know that I've ever really given a prophetic sermon before. So this is a little bit of a stretch for me today. But I'm giving you this message because it's what God's speaking over the church today. I think it's where a lot of people are living right now, and they're struggling right now. And so I want to bring this message to you. And if you would just open your hearts up to what the Holy Spirit's speaking today, I want you to take it in because it's for you today. Okay? I want to, in this passage here where we read Jeremiah 29, generally people jump straight to 11, and they read Jeremiah 29, 11. We love what it says because it's a very powerful passage. It's very much our hope and our dream for our life. And here's what it says. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Does anybody like that passage right there? Does that just speak to your heart? You're like, yeah, I'll take that. That's mine, right? And so as we read this here, it says that God has plans for us. And I don't know if anybody here ever doubts that. I mean, most people will say, you know, I know God has a plan for my life. And then we usually follow it up by saying, and I really wish he'd show me what it is. Did anybody ever say that before? It's like, we know that God has plans, though. We know that he's working in our life and that he's laid our life out. It says here that he has plans to prosper us and not to harm us. And we know that to be true, too, that God wants good things for your life and he wants to take you to a good place. And he doesn't have any plan to harm you at all, because God wants to see you grow and do well and develop. It also says in this passage, though, that he has plans to give us a hope and a future. And as I prayed, I believe this is the message that God gave me today, and that is that many people lack hope, and because they lack hope, they have no future. The message that he gave me is that people are okay sometimes living two-dimensional lives, not three-dimensional. We know that a three-dimensional object has width, and it has length, and it has depth, and so it becomes an object. It becomes something that takes up space. But life is like that as well. Life has our past, and it has our present, and it has our future. And if you're not living in all three aspects of life, you're not living three-dimensionally. And I think it's important for our life to actually take shape and become what God's called us to be. And oftentimes, if we don't have hope, we don't have a future. And that's really, I think, the issue for a lot of people today, is that we are stuck in something that's happened to us, or we've been in a place for a long time where we really lack the hope that we need. And someone who lives a hopeless life never really considers the future. The future is not really on their radar, because in order to consider the future, you have to have hope, right? And so we generally will live in a two-dimensional place if we're not careful, if the hope is not there. And so God began to kind of unwrap this passage for me and bring a message for you today. But I think in order for us to really understand that one scripture I just read, we have to put it in context and understand why it was written. And so many times we strip a scripture, a verse out of the Bible, and we talk about it, but we don't put context to it. So I want to give you just a little bit of context as to why Jeremiah wrote this one passage, because we love it. So maybe if we love it so much, we ought to understand why he wrote it. Here's what happened. The reason why Jeremiah wrote this is because God's people, the people who were in Jerusalem, were actually taken into exile by the Babylonians. Their land was taken over. And so what happened is the Babylonians, they're not stupid. I mean, they took the best of the best, right? They took all the religious elect. They took the government. They took the artisans. They took everybody who was skilled labor. They took anybody who knew anything. And they took them away into their land, and they brought them into Babylon to serve them. And so can you imagine being someone who's in leadership of your country, someone who has skills, someone who has a plan for their life, who has a whole life ahead of them, and they get their land overtaken, and then they find themselves in a place they never wanted to be? Can you imagine the attitude of the people in a place like that? You know, all these people find themselves in a foreign land, which they never wanted to be a part of. They end up with the people who overtook them, so there's some bitterness toward the people. And then they find themselves giving all their services to people they don't even like. That's a rough place to be. As a matter of fact, it was a place of real hopelessness. It was a place of despair for them. And every day they woke up, it's like they didn't want to set their roots there because they're like, we hate the land we're in. We don't want to be in exile. We don't want to be in this place. And so these people weren't setting their roots. They weren't really, you know, making a life for themselves. They weren't really having families. They're just like, I just want out of here. And I don't know if you guys have ever been in a place in your life where you get to this place where you don't want to be, and you're like, you know, God, I'm not standing for this. I'm not going to set any roots here. I'm not going to even live here. I'm not going to have anything to do with this place because I just need you to get me out of here. And so many times we just want God to deliver us from this place, and we don't understand what it means to actually live while we're in those places, you know? What God's telling people today is that I want you to live in the place that you sometimes despise, the place that you said, I would never get to that place, or I never want to go there. That when you find yourself in those places, he says, I want you to live while you're there. But I don't want you to live in it like this is going to be the rest of your life here. I don't want you to set up shop like, yep, I guess this is my entire future. I want you to live here in spite of where you are. And that's the message for you today. Like, I don't want you just to live in these tough times. See, a lot of us go through things in our life where someone's passed away and we find ourselves not really able to live the way we used to, you know? Some of us have had marriages that have fallen apart, and we find ourselves not really able to live in that place anymore because we despise the place that we're in. Some of us have had sickness and disease in our life, and we've dealt with that for a long time. We've been in a place where it almost feels like exile to us. And we've not lived while we were there. We were just waiting for God to somehow yank us out of there. I don't know if you've ever been in a place like that before. I don't know if you've ever found yourself in that kind of place. But when Jeremiah is writing this to these people, his people, he finds himself bringing a word from the Lord to them that's important. It's a word not just important to them, but it's important to us too. And I want to read it to you. This is what he said. He said, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters and find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so they too can have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord, for it is because if it prospers, you will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies in my name, and I have not sent them, declares the Lord. He's telling these people, look, I know you don't like where you're at. I know you don't like being in exile. I know you hate every day. I know you're tired of giving your services to people who don't appreciate it, who even took you and put you there. But he says, I want you to begin to live your life again. I want you to begin to like build your houses, and I want you to have kids, and I want you to have your kids get married, and I want you to plant a garden. I mean, you know, you don't plant a garden unless you're staying somewhere. You know what I mean? I want you to take hold of where you're at. I want you to live while you're there. You know, so many of us find ourselves in places where it feels like exile. It feels like a place we never really wanted to be. We find ourselves in places we said we'd never go. And as we find ourselves there, it's like we find it hard to live in that place. We find it like, I don't really want to stay here. I don't want to like have kids here. I don't really want to do anything here. I just want out. And I don't know if any of you know what I'm talking about, but I think some of you might. That you've done things in your life where you thought, you know, I'll never do that and I'll never get to that place. You may have lost somebody really special to you. And you said, you know, I just don't think I can live without them. And as they've passed in your life, it's brought great pain and anguish to you to the point where you feel like you just can't go on living anymore. You know, I've watched people, as I've pastored, I've watched people get paralyzed by circumstances in life, specifically losing a loved one. There are people in this place here today who you've lost a loved one and life's never really been the same since. That you may have lost a mom or a dad, or maybe you lost a child. Maybe you've gone through some difficult things that have just torn your heart out. And as you've gone through those times, it's like a piece of your life was removed from you and you're no longer able to be complete and to live again. It's like you're in this exiled place. You said, I never really wanted to be there. I never wanted to go to that place. I never even imagined a day like that. And then you find yourself not really living anymore. you know, you find yourself saying, God, just take me now. Just get me out of this life because I can't handle this pain anymore. And I think it's important that at some point we come to this place where we take hold of the words that God speaks over us today, and he says to us, I want you to build your house, and I want you to plant a garden, and I want you to have children, and I want you to live your life.
Amen.
You know, the things that happen in life and our circumstances were never meant to destroy us. They were meant to take us back to the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
They were meant to take us back to a place where we were at strength and a place where we were really living. And so many times when things don't happen the way we want them to, we lay down and we kind of quit and we stop at that point and say, I don't really want to live this life anymore because this isn't the one I asked for. There have been people who have had marriages and they thought that the marriage was going to last forever. They thought that things were going to be perfect. They imagined this life where everything falls into place and you just love each other so much and you grow old together. And we imagine that kind of stuff. And then we find out that it didn't happen like that. And marriages sometimes fall apart, and many of you know about that. We find ourselves in a place where we said we'd never be. Like, I never wanted it to be this way. I never wanted to lose my husband or my wife. I didn't really want it to be like this. And so we end up in this place where we're not having the life that we want. And we find ourselves not living anymore. We just kind of lock up in life and say, I'll never do that again. I'll never open my heart to somebody like that again. I'll never love again like that. And then we quit living. There are times in our life where we deal with sickness. And it's so painful for us to go through that. And we think, you know, Lord, I never planned this for myself. I've seen it happen to other people, but I never thought it would happen to me. And when life doesn't happen the way we think it ought to, and we find ourselves in a place where we're dealing with things that are hard, things that only Satan brings into this world, things like sickness and disease, we find ourselves saying, you know, Lord, just take me now. I don't really want to go through this. I don't want to fight it. And God says, you know, even in the midst of the sickness that you're experiencing in this life, I want you to live, and I want you to live to the full. And so often, that's where we go. We get to a place where we don't want to live anymore. This is the very message that Jeremiah was bringing to his people that were in exile, and it's the message that God's bringing to his people today. And the reason why this message is being brought is in this next piece. He says this to them. This is God talking. It says, this is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. He says it's only temporary. Man, we need to remember that. Paul refers to things as light and momentary troubles, right? Because everything is temporary in this world. It's not anything that's going to last. Sometimes we find ourselves in places and Satan tells you, you know, this place you're at, you're going to live the rest of your life there. And we find ourselves in this place, we start believing these words that nothing good is ever going to happen. Hope is stripped out of us. And we get to this place where we think, this is all we have is all we see today. And that's exactly where Satan wants you to be. And we quit living for that reason too. And at some point, we've got to rise up and say, you know, my hope is in the Lord, not in where I'm at today.
Amen.
I'm not going to judge my life based on what I see today, because if I do that, I'm going to give up. The bottom line is that I always have hope that God is working things out for good in my life, and I know that he's working behind the scenes. And every difficult time I've ever gone through, God has always walked with me through it. He's always brought me out the other side, not because I'm a pastor. Oh, he does that for you because you speak for him. That's not what it's about. He does it to me because he does it for me because he loves me,
Amen.
Just like he loves you,
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
He brings me through these difficult times in life, but you know, there have been times, if I'm just being honest, that I went through things I didn't want to go through, things I said I would never do that, and I did that. Things that I thought, I never want to have to see this in my life, and then I find myself in the middle of it, and there were times in my life where I just laid down and I said, Lord, I just don't want to do this anymore. I just can't handle it anymore. And you know, there were many years of my life I just kind of quit living. I lost my passion, and I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but has anyone ever just lost your passion for stuff because you're just so wore out? Man, I've been there. I lost years like that. And what was really happening is, if Satan can take your passion away from you, then essentially you're just not living anymore. You're back in that two-dimensional place where you're not really living life. You're just existing, you know? Man, God did not call us just to exist. He called us to live and live abundantly.
Amen.
But we've got to decide that no matter where you're at, no matter what you're dealing with in life, you've got to choose to live. You've got to choose to say, you know what? I'm going to build my house, and I'm going to have my kids, and I'm going to plant my garden. I'm going to do all this stuff because I choose to live where I'm at, even if I don't like it. Even if it feels like exile to me and it feels like the place I never want to be, I choose to live in that place because God called me to live. He created me to live.
Amen.
We can't lay down and give up on things just simply because life's not the way we want it to be. Because going into that, now we'll read verse 11 and maybe it makes sense to you. Because God says, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. This thing's temporary. But I want you to be living because there's going to be a day where I set you back on your feet again. And things are going to get back in line again. And when he comes back to find us, he doesn't need to find us laying in a gutter saying, well, God, I was hoping you'd just take me, you know? God's coming back to set you back on your feet to go again. And when he does, I want to be standing up and hit the road running. I don't know about you. I don't want to be in this place where I've just been kind of like floundering in my life and trying to eke out some sort of life until God shows up. But that's what was happening to God's people. It happens to God's people today. Christians today end up in situations that they never wanted to be in. Situations where even other Christians looked at them and said, how do you do that? How did you get there? I mean, sometimes life's not easy and sometimes it's not clean. And sometimes life has issues. Am I preaching to the choir or what, right? I mean, we've been there. We know that this is how life is sometimes. There's nobody perfect in this place. Nobody has it together. But the thing about it is that you have to live in the midst of your imperfection. You have to live with your mistakes. I mean, are we okay with that? Is it okay that we've made mistakes in life, but we can still live at the same time? Because life's not always going to be clean. There's always going to be a little piece of life that feels like exile. Well, that just really isn't working out the way I thought it should. But are we going to work through that and live through that? Or are we going to lay down and cry? Because we have to determine the kind of people we are, you know? I don't want to lose any more years laying down and crying in the midst of my problems, in the midst of my failures. I want to be in this place where, you know, God, I know I'm not perfect and I know I don't have it all together, but today I choose to live and I choose every day to live. I'm going to set my roots. I'm going to plant the garden. I'm going to do the whole nine yards. I'm going to put in a cover for my RV, right? I'm going to do it right. You know what I mean? I'm going to do it all, right? I'm planting roots here even though it's not perfect. I'm planting roots here even though I keep making mistakes. Because I choose to live and I don't want to live in this place of death anymore. Because people can tell me all day long, well, I'm just being a realist. You know, life is hard and life's tough and it's always bad and there's always bad stuff happening and so I'm just going to kind of make my way through this thing until the end, until Jesus takes me. And that is not the life God called us to live. You've got to be okay with the fact that you're imperfect, and you've got to be okay with the fact that you live in an imperfect world. And you have to choose to set roots here anyway. And I wonder if we can do that. Jeremiah finishes with this. These are the words of God. Then you will call on me, and you will come to pray to me, and I will listen to you. Do you know that God listens to your prayers? He goes on to say, you will seek me, and you will find me, and when you seek me with all of your heart, you'll find me. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity. That is a word for someone here today. Matter of fact, multiple people today. God is going to bring you back from the captivity you've been in for a long time. You've been in this mindset. You've been in this mindset, my life will never be the same because this person has left. My marriage didn't work out, so things are just going to be broken. I'm sick, and that's the way it's always going to be. My life has issues, so I guess it's always going to be filled with issues. Somebody here, multiple people here, need to be set free from the captivity of that mindset. It needs to be gone. There are people in this place who have been beating themselves up for years for the mistakes they made a long time ago, and it's time to be done with that. Because if you keep beating yourself up, you're not living. You've held yourself in a prison long enough, and it's time to be set free from the captivity. This is the word God is speaking over the church today, and we have to take hold of this word. It is a prophetic word for your life. There are many people today who feel like they live a piece of their life in exile, and we may live in exile, but we will always be in the hand of God. Sometimes we get so disappointed with the decisions we've made and the place we end up. But don't ever be disappointed with your God, because He's the one who gives you the ability to live even there. So today, I need to ask you to make a decision. For some of us today, you know exactly what I'm talking about the thing that has held you down, the thing that has put you in captivity, that thing that feels like exile to you, whatever that is. Maybe it was a past decision. Maybe it's a decision you're dealing with now. Maybe it's something that's really held your mind captive for a long time. Maybe it's even an addiction. There are some people here today who are dealing with addictions in their life, and they've struggled with them for years. You've finally gotten to the point where you think, well, I guess this is just the way my life is going to be. And I'll tell you, don't settle for living in exile and not living anymore. Because God will meet you where you're at. He'll bring you out of the addiction, but you have to even live in the midst of your addiction. That even when God is walking you out of this addiction in your life and He's making you better, you are to live as you do that. You don't have to lay down and say, I'm such a failure. I keep doing the same thing I thought I wouldn't do. I can't believe I did it again. Quit beating yourself up and get to a place where you say, I choose to live because God is working stuff out in me and He's making me better every day and He's going to get me to a place where I'm finally free. And when He does, I'm not going to be laying in the gutter when He does it. For some of you today, you need to lay something down. You need to get to a place where you say, I don't want to be in captivity anymore in my mind. I don't want to be in captivity in my heart anymore. So what I'd like you to do, and Marianne, if you come on up, if you have something you just want to lay down before God and say, you know what, this has been my place of exile. This has been the place that's been so difficult for me for so long. And I'm done. I'm ready to live in that place. I'm ready to live in spite of it. Man, I want you guys to get that today. I don't want you to live in your problem. I want you to live in spite of your problem. There's a difference. If anybody's ready to say, I'm ready to live in this area of my life, and I'm ready to lay down this area that I've been fighting for a long time that I've been unhappy with, I want to invite you to come forward and just get before the Lord, and I'll pray over you this morning. Please come on up. The altar is open right now. If you have that, whatever it is you want to leave before God, leave it right here, and don't go home with it today. Praise you, Jesus. Come on up. Just come on up here before the Lord right now. Not right now, but at the end. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Come on up. If there's anything you just want to lay down here and be done with today, come on up. Father God, we come before you today. We take this area of exile, this place that we've been in that we've been so unhappy with, this place that we said we would never go, the thing that we never wanted to have happen in our life, whatever that is. Lord, we lay it down before you today, and Lord, we repent of the fact that we haven't lived while we were there. Lord, I know that you made us to live, and you made us to live an abundant life. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you take this area that's been dry and barren for so long, and Lord, I pray that you breathe life into this area of our life right now in the name of Jesus and through the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that you meet us where we're at today. Praise you, Jesus. Father, I pray that you help us to set our roots there, not to live in our mess, but to live in spite of it. Because we know that our mess is temporary. Our issue is temporary. That there's going to be a day where you set us back on our feet again. And Lord, I pray that as we on that day where you set us on our feet, Lord, that we've been up and we've been living and we're ready to move. Lord, I pray that you help us to not live sedentary spiritual lives anymore where we sit still and sit in a place and just say, Lord, just take me. Just take me away from this place because I don't want to be here anymore. Lord, take that mindset away from us so that we say, Lord, we want to experience life in this area. That we want to live here. We want to be able to live in spite of our issues in life because we know they're not going to last forever. Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing in us today. Lord, we know that when we read this passage, that this is for us, that we know you have plans for us. We know you have plans to prosper us and not to harm us and to give us a hope and a future. Lord, help us to live three-dimensionally. Give us hope today for tomorrow so that we can consider our future. Lord, we know our future is bright with you. Lord, we know that you're working things out in us right now as we speak. So, Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you let your hope abound in us today. Father, let our future become bright. Lord, let us fully live again. Lord, it says in this passage that if we call on you and pray to you, that you'll listen to us. And that if we seek you, that we'll find you. And that you'll bring us back from captivity. Father, I just pray today that you take us back from this place we've been stuck in for so long. Take us back from the captivity that we've placed ourselves in. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus over people up here who bring hurts, deep hurts in their hearts. Lord, I pray that you just send the power of your Holy Spirit into their hearts, into the deepest places, Lord, and bring healing to their hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord, for people who have experienced abuse in their life as children and even as adults, Lord, I pray right now that you set them free in the name of Jesus. Father, for people who are dealing with addictions in their life, Lord, I pray that you break the power of that addiction in the name of Jesus and through the power of your Holy Spirit, so they no longer are being controlled by that. Father, for everything that strips our life away from us, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you breathe life into us right now. Praise you, Jesus. For those of us who have lost loved ones, and we feel like just a piece of our life was stripped away from us, Lord, I pray that you fill that void in the name of Jesus today. Father, I pray that even though we miss them, that, Lord, we get to live again. And that life can look bright again, and that there is a hope for a future that you have that goes beyond our circumstances and beyond our loss. Lord, for those who are experiencing sickness in their life and they feel like their life has been taken, in the name of Jesus, I pray you bring healing to their lives. And Lord, help them to live today. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for what you're doing in us today. I thank you that you give us the ability to live in spite of our issues in life. Lord, help us to be okay with an imperfect world and an imperfect life. But Lord, always look to you as our perfect God. Lord, we just love you and thank you. And I pray your blessing over each and every person here today, Lord. I pray your Holy Spirit just flow over them to overflowing. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for the work that you're doing in their hearts and in their minds today. Lord, I thank you for the healing that you've done, and I thank you for the presence of your Spirit. Lord, we pray all of this today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and through the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Can we thank the Lord here today? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Ellen, did you have something you wanted to read? Come on up. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Talk about a prophetic word. I guess this started last week when we had our sermon.
Praise you, Jesus.
I've had a pretty rough year. Some know my story, some don't. I was married to for 18 years. My husband decided last year that he didn't want to be married anymore. And it was kind of a double whammy because when he decided to leave, he ended up having a relationship with my best friend. So it was like a double betrayal. And I can tell you that it was probably the worst thing that I've ever experienced so far in my entire life, and that's including losing my mother at a young age. And I've struggled with a lot of hurt and anger and bitterness, which I'm laying down right now. But during the course of my day, I'm in the car a lot, and I listen to all different types of music. I listen to all different types of stations. And I heard a song not too long ago, and it really hit home. And last week in church, I told Pastor Steve, I said, the good thing about having a smartphone that you can download your Bible on is the fact that, you know, I got a message sitting in that seat back there, and I ordered the song. Now, my goal was to actually learn the song and be able to sing it, but after hearing today's word, and I just got it in the mail yesterday, and I was just listening to them coming up the road, and I'm not really sure why I grabbed the lyrics before I got out of the car, but now I know. It says, shattered like you've never been before, the life you knew in 1,000 pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these, and this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never going to get back to the you used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been and tell your heart to beat again. Beginning, Just let that word wash over you. It's all right now. Love's healing hands have pulled you through, so get back up. Take step one. Leave the darkness. Feel the sun. Because your story's far from over, and your journey's just begun. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been and tell your heart to beat again. Let every heartbreak and every scar be a picture that reminds you who has carried you this far. 'Cause love seems farther than you ever could. In this moment, heaven's working everything for your good. Your heart to beat again.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Warren, would you come on up, please? Close the prayer today. I hope this message was good for you today. It was definitely good for me. I think we all have these moments in our life, and it doesn't matter where you're at in your walk with Christ, we have these moments where we have to be reminded that we have to live even in spite of where we're at, because there's going to be a day where God brings you through it, and it's going to be an awesome day. Praise God. If you'd close us in prayer today.
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is alive and well, it's living. Father, we thank you that no matter where we are in life, Father God, you are there. And Father, you know where we are, for often you've placed us here for a reason. In those areas that, as was said, we would rather not be. But Lord, you've put us there to strengthen us, not necessarily even for ourselves, but Father God, that we may be able to strengthen someone else. And Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that you love us, that you touch us, that Father, that your eyes roam the earth seeking those in whose behalf you might be strong. And Father, if it's your strength that we rely on, we have nothing to worry about, that everything is okay, and Father, that your will is done and that you will put us where we need to be if we only hear you and if we obey and walk in the place that you've planted us. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's lift our praise to the Lord today. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. You guys have an awesome week. Thanks for coming today, and look forward to what God is going to do when you come back. It's going to be good.